we'll thank him, and then we'll head back. But they didn't do that. Now, you could say what you want to about that other nine, but imagine yourself in their shoes. See, again, we're all just humans, and Jesus knows that. Yes, the Samaritan came back. He thanked God, and then I'm sure, no, maybe he went back and see the priest. Maybe he didn't. I assume that he did. It didn't say that in the story. But you can't tell me that those guys did not appreciate what Jesus did for them. I guarantee you they did. I guarantee you when they went and saw the priest, he said they were healed. I guarantee you they were crying. I guarantee you they were weeping. But all of a sudden they just could think nothing else but about their family. Maybe about their wife. Maybe about their kids that maybe they haven't seen in 9 years, 8 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Who knows how long they've been lepers? And I know that if that was me and I haven't seen my wife in 8 years, my kids in 8 years, I've been alone, I've been rejected, I've been just way out in the distance, afar off. I've been like spit on and whatever it would be, and I'm healed. Listen, I'm going home. I'm going to run in that house. I'm going to hug my family. I'm going to hug my kids. And they're going to say, what happened? What happened? And I guarantee you every one of those guys talked about Jesus till they died. He did this for me. Who was it? Jesus. Jesus did this. He did what? Man, he told us to go and we were healed as we went. Jesus, Jesus. Listen, I'm sure everywhere they went, they witnessed about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I guarantee you they thanked him in their own way, personally, somehow. But just not right there. I guarantee you that's what happened. It would happen to you and I as well. When we get healed, something even small, man, we're always giving our testimony. We're telling people what Jesus did for us. And we didn't have leprosy. Amen? So I guarantee you that is what happened with those guys right there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Now, the last scripture verse for tonight is Colossians the third chapter, so go there if you will. Colossians, the third chapter. I just wanted just to quickly break that down, have some fun with it. You know, maybe you've never heard it told that way, but maybe it'll get you to think a little bit more, you know, about church, about, you know, what we should do at church and, you know, how we should praise the Lord, give him thanks for everything that he's done in our lives. I know we all have so much to be thankful for, you know, even the small things that, hallelujah, we got up this morning and I had no pain in my body. God, I thank you for that. I thank you so much for that because there's so many people that do have pain in their body, have ringing in their ears that just don't go away for years. I thank God for my health in Jesus' name. I thank God for my health more than I thank God for money. Hallelujah. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. In Colossians 3:17, it says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Giving thanks to God the Father through him. No matter what, in word and deed, do it in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. Whatever we do, give thanks. Whatever we say, we give thanks. Not just at Thanksgiving, but everywhere, at all times, because we all deserve death, and thank God for his mercy and his grace that he bestowed on you and I. Amen. We thank God for our kids. I thank God for my kids sometimes every day, sometimes not so much. Hallelujah. But I thank God for them, that again, they're healthy. Again, that they love God and they hate sin and they're doing what they can to love God and do what's right, because I see so many kids that are so opposite, so opposite. I mean, if you just sat and you thanked him for 1 minute, thought about the things that you do have, the things that you don't have to worry about, there's something that every one of you in this room can be thankful for. No matter how hard it's been, no matter how rough life has been, you have something to be thankful for. And so I want you all to stand up with me. Everybody stand up. Be thankful that you have legs, that you can stand. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to ask you to jump around or anything like that. Hallelujah. But I have a song that I found. I thought that's really good here as I close. And I just want you just to listen to the words. And I just want you to Think about what the song says about what he is thankful for, and just thank him in your own way as you're listening to this song. Go ahead. Amen.
Thank you for the world that awakes in the dawning light that breaks, and for the sunlight kissing my face. Thank you. And for the stars out on parade at the ending of each day, so even in the dark I'm saying thank you. The gift of friends who know everywhere I've been and loved me back home again. Thank you. And for the ones who let me down and taught me what I know now of forgiveness and the freedom I found. Thank you. Hardest parts and the beauty of these scars, even though it broke my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for everything that you've done for us, everything that you've done for them, everything that you're going to do. God, just as the song said, we do thank you. You've put us in the places that we are, God. You've walked us through with us, through the valley and the shadow of death and the scars that we have. God, we thank you for the lessons that we've learned through those. We have lessons that we've learned through friendships and breakups, God, and pain and suffering. God, we thank you for what we've learned through those things, God, that you've made us stronger, Father, for it in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for the blood of Christ that's covered us, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that we're eternal, that we shall never die. God, that when we die, we're going to heaven, God. Oh, thank you, Father. We will be with you for eternity in the name of Jesus. No suffering, no pain, no crying, no tears. God, we thank you for those things. God, we thank you for providing for us, God, for loving on us, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for covering us with your word, God. I thank you, Father, that we're strong, we're healthy, we're blessed, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you that COVID can't touch us in the name of Jesus, God. We are healed, we are healthy, we are blessed in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for it today. We thank you so much, God, for everything. We give you praise for it tonight. God, I thank you for our families, God, as we enter this Thanksgiving season and we're with our families, God, that maybe we haven't seen for years or months. God, I thank you that, God, everything will be just peaceful. Father, there will be no fights, but God, there'll be reunions. God, there'll be love in the households, Lord Jesus. There'll be hugs and kisses, God, reuniting, Father, friendships reunited. God, I thank you this will be a great season for us, God. People will come to the Lord, God, to know you this season. In Jesus' name, we thank you for these things. We give you praise for them. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thanks, congregation. We love you guys. Good night. Have a great Thanksgiving. If you're eating ham or turkey, hallelujah. Enjoy family, and we'll see you Sunday morning. God bless you.